now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
You're now tuned into the Den for the Dominant Convo. This is episode 18. This is a platform for all walks of life to learn the perspective of the dominant lesbian on all topics: love, sex, family, community, politics. Lil Nas X, that's our next topic. We got a real special guest coming on for that next week. But today we have a dope guest on here, Baltimore's own. I'm going to let her go ahead and introduce herself.
Baltimore home right now.
That's good.
Correction.
We're going to shout out, you know. New York is
I heard I've been here over 10 years, so they said now I can't really.
You're a Baltimorean.
They said I can't undo it. But I am from New York.
I mean, you can.
Yeah, he claim what you want to claim. Right. Wherever you feel home for real. And that's it. You claim it in the Den tonight. We hit it in the Den.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll go with
you
that.
Know, you here with us tonight. We always have our best. I'm not going to mess with Heather like that. We have our other co-host. GVZ is in the building tonight, of course. Heather is playing slick, a.k.a. sick. Tonight, I don't know. Maybe she had butterflies about Coach B being in the building, too. I don't know why she's not here.
You know how she be blushing. You know
she
like
she knows she gay. She real gay. She might have been this bitch in your face.
She'll call you daddy in a minute.
Yeah, she's been like chocolate daddy.
Ooh,
she real gay.
She like chocolate women.
So, y'all know how we start the show off. Definitely with a check-in. So, I'm going to get the guest of honor to do a check-in. So, here on the show, we basically like to practice a little SEL. Social emotional learning is my forte, is my thing. So we want to just check in and make sure everybody doing good. You can share whatever you feel comfortable with.
I'm doing all right. You know, I had a little back injury about a couple weeks ago, so I wasn't doing too good. So I was a little stressed. Yeah, I was a little stressed out about that.
You still playing ball?
I stopped playing basketball many moons ago. But I was more concerned, like, mad, like, dang, like, am I ever gonna be able to hit a two-step again? Like,
all that twerking, yeah, that's what y'all doing.
Yeah, I was real sad about that, but a couple things just kept happening. The storm was coming, but I'm a believer that when the storm comes, you know, it comes to just how you get through it, because you can't bypass it. So
exactly. And when you come out of it, you come out of it 10 times stronger, and it's all about what you learn while you in it.
For sure.
I definitely appreciate you sharing that. Where we at with the DVZ? Y'all know how she is. There she go. All
right. I'm going to just say this, that I just don't have it. Like, I feel like the dating game is weird, and I have lost my touch. If I ever had it, I don't know if I ever had the touch. I don't know how to flirt.
Oh, wow.
So if y'all have some pointers, let me know. But other than that,
every week she needs
life
pointers,
is
y'all.
I do. I need advice. I get nervous, y'all. I don't know what it is, but I'll go hard.
Maybe you can take her out with you or something. I don't know, and help her.
I get nervous.
You say Coach B, so
what
do you
coach?
You a life coach?
Yeah, I got a lot of women who are on the
got a lot of women.
Clients.
I'm fuck with you.
I'm like, wait a minute.
I got a lot of the clients.
I just want two. I don't want no more than
they
two.
They pretty much are trying to learn how to date again. A lot of people are just unsuccessful because you don't know how to date. Yeah. Like, there is a way to date, and people just kind of just go out there like, it's just whatever happens, happens, and then it just happens to you each and every time.
Yeah, we happen to get fucked over. Oh, the same cycles, the same shit happens.
Yeah,
and I feel like, not to go too much off topic for tonight, but we really will need to have a show about that, and you're welcome to come back on to talk about this dating game. Like, this dating game is something serious. Like, the other day I saw Steph Curry's mom and dad split, and like some dude on Twitter had like told the dad and the mom, like, he was like just listed like hundreds of reasons of why you don't want to be in these streets or be in the game,
and
right
why
now.
You should stay with her.
Yeah, and he was just saying like this dating game is not the dating game from
that
1970.
He used to.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
It's a and everything he was listing for real was real shit for real. Like, it's not the same. And even with myself, like, I thank God, you know, shout out to Babe. I was not in the streets very long this year. You know, even though I have been a serial dater, but
that's so sweet.
It's not,
isn't
it? Are you a Cancer?
And I'm a Leo.
No. Oh, okay. Cancer.
No.
What's your sign?
I'm a Taurus.
Oh, okay. Y'all two together. Two Taurus. Oh, God.
Big Taurus.
Who a Taurus?
Right.
I'm not no damn Taurus.
What are you?
I'm a Gemini.
Oh, you writing, but you're in May though, right?
May. I'm very calm. I ain't like them Junes. I love them. But I'm a
I'm waving.
Anyways.
I'm waving back to the.
We gotta have somebody come on to talk about these horoscopes, because we always go back and forth about these horoscopes. But anyway, so let me do my check-in. Javette, we're yet praying for you.
Thank you.
So this week was a big week. Well, last week was a big week. And Coach B, I didn't even say this to you, but one, we're sorry to hear about your loss, your grandfather.
Yes, absolutely.
Fast forward a few days, my grandfather passed.
Yes. Oh, really? I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, too. Definitely the patriarch of our family, like my Superman. So I'm taking it really well. 88 years of life, so it's just like, you know.
My grandfather's 87,
Wow. Like I've been telling everybody who's been reaching out, you know, I thank y'all for, you know, all the love and support right now. But everybody think it's like a loss because I have had some tragedies in my life. But that's not even a loss. It's not a tragedy to me. Like, I'm just thankful for every year that I had, every day that I had with him, for real. So
it's
all good, you know.
Absolutely.
Then, on a better note, on a more positive note, made the big step this week. We officially live together, you know.
Oh, y'all got the same key.
Throw that ass in a circle.
So the other B.
Okay.
Yeah, official now. So that's why this topic is
official.
The topic for tonight is like so real because
she got kids.
I'm an official stepdaddy. I'm official now, so it's a big deal, you know. Me and I've been dating her for since April, and her kid is
This year.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's been fast, but they say when you know for real, and that's just it. And I'm thankful that I know.
That's so
beautiful. So she comes with a very small package. The lovely kid, my cub is what I call her because we're both Leos.
Okay.
And
she's amazing.
And it's funny that my girl was the one who sent me your video that you made about the stepdaddy Dykes.
You call them stepdaddy Dykes or Doms?
Stepdaddy Dykes.
We're gonna talk about that tonight.
So let's talk about that name, because some people don't really a lot of people
don't really care
for the
Dyke.
So I don't really like the Dyke word, the Dom word, the AG, I think in New York they use.
You
said AG. What is that?
Aggressive
girl.
Like femme or AG. So
makes sense.
I don't really care for any of them.
Labels?
Labels. I don't really care for any of them. It's just, you know, it is what it is. But the step that like, it just had a little ring to it.
It brought people's attention. Like, it brought them to your page.
As a comedian, you know, they got to do certain things and, like, have certain, they got to say certain things to catch the
attention. To get your attention.
Like, like, step that AG didn't really ring.
No.
Because I would have been like, what is an AG? Google.
Yeah. I forgot the first time somebody called me an AG, and I was just like, an AG? Did you repeat that? Like, the fuck is an AG?
People ask you, like, yo, you an AG or you like a, and I'll be like, they'll be like a femme AG, like a girl that might like have like a rap, but kind of like,
but
have
she aggressive,
done, but she might wear like,
I
the,
love,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's why I love New York.
You need to go up to New York for that. That's where they at with that.
I love New York.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's a big population.
Yeah,
for that.
They be up there like, I swear all the girls I ever dated from New York be like, I've never dated a one like you. And I'd be like, what the fuck is a like?
A one like you.
What is it? Like,
that's worse than calling me a dyke.
Right. Oh, you one of them?
Yeah.
Oh.
A one like you.
And now I'm a they.
Oh.
You know we they. Okay. So it's just like,
okay.
I know I'm big, but I ain't too. Like, so what the fuck you mean a they?
I'm now considered non-binary. So.
Yeah, we had someone on our last two shows ago.
Mm-hmm.
She came on, she's non-binary, and she schooled us.
Okay.
On like the whole no labels thing, because that's like another episode too. Like, everybody's pushing no labels, no titles, and everything.
Right.
And so it's just like, you know, we needed some clarity on a few things. Me and Heather are more traditional. I think it's just in our upbringing.
Heather was very confused.
Yeah,
she was very confused.
Because I feel like even when you say no labels, then you still get a label.
Yeah,
it's just kind of.
I decided
like,
that day that I'm a bisexual, non-binary,
so
polygamous. I'm all of that.
Wait, what? Take me back there.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You see, that shit get confusing. That's what you said. Like,
I'm
a
non-binary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like some.
It has
stuff.
A ring to it. See
right.
that?
It got your attention.
See,
it damn sure did.
So for just this episode, we're gonna use the word dyke because it is a little more catchy, but.
Okay.
We all can agree that we do not like this terminology because it comes with a lot of derogatory.
And it comes with a lot of trauma, I feel like. I've been called
too.
A dyke so many times.
Especially when I was younger.
Yes.
The fam definitely was like, you going to be a dyke.
You a dyke?
Yeah.
Dykes don't live in my house.
It's a bad word.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, so. I mean, I think some are at that point in their life where they're like, that doesn't bother me anymore.
Yeah. Or depending on who it comes from, kind of like how we've done niggas.
Yes, yep. That's yeah. true. Exactly. You're right. Like, yes, absolutely.
Who it comes from might be different.
The younger generation, they use it too often. They use it in a very...
All the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
they be joking about it, but...
Yeah, so it's definitely different. But so on to tonight's episode, we're going to talk about the stepdaddy dyke tonight. So my first question to you is, B, have you ever been a stepdaddy dyke, and where did the video come from?
Yeah, I was a stepdaddy dyke.
It's a smile for me.
Right, because she was out
there. Yeah, I was a stepdaddy
dyke. Go ahead. I want to see this.
Earlobes,
yes.
Let me see if my connection come out.
Let me see. Talk about it. Let it off your chest.
Let me see if we can get a connection back on.
Please, because I got it.
They're going to hear this part.
I want to hear this.
My connection was going off, so I was trying to see if I could get the Wi-Fi code or something.
Oh, you nervous now. Don, don't be trying to study now.
Right.
She smiled real hard.
Where that air at the dresser, though?
Is this the 5G? I know it did get a little warm in here. It did get a little warm in this joint.
It was a castle.
Oh, all right.
See,
God.
It got us frozen.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I mean, we can send it to
is
you.
Is your Wi-Fi on?
No, the Wi-Fi is not on.
Oh, damn.
It's not the Wi-Fi. See, it keeps saying that we having trouble because if I told the story, I never told it before. That's what I'm going to try.
Oh, man.
That's how I was going to try to go
live. This exclusive. Okay.
Try for now, but we can kind of we can clip this and down. And
you can give me. Yeah, yeah. That'll work.
Yeah. All
right, so.
Yeah, let me recap this case. Somebody just tuned in.
Okay.
Coach B is about to tell us where the official story on how she came up or why she came up with the stepdaddy dyke video.
Okay. So I'm Coach B, if anybody is just coming in. And at the time, I was doing daily segments. I was calling them Good Morning, Beautiful People. So I was doing them on a daily basis, and it was pretty much just touching on, I broke it down eventually. I had Motivation Mondays, Topic Tuesdays, where I'd let the audience pick topics. I had Wild Out Wednesdays, where I would just talk about some wild shit, like Step Day Dyke, or like, I did Vaping Ass Vegans one time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did mad different shit. And then Thursdays was Thoughtful Thursdays. I would just break down a quote, and then I did Fun Fact Friday, where I would just shoot out a fact about myself that nobody would know.
Okay.
So that's how I broke it down. So I think it was a Wild Out Wednesday, had to be. Or maybe I didn't even come up with the days yet, but I was just like, yo, I would just think about, like, I work in a school and stuff, so it's like, you know, with parents, with this, you just see crazy shit. And I was like, yo, like, stepdaddy dykes is a real, like, I would see them come pick up their kids. I'm like, yo, this is a real thing. Like, you know what I mean? Yo. So I was like, I got one in my car. And I was just like, you know, it took me like 2 or 3 takes. And I was just like, yo, like, I remember when I was there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember being a stepdaddy dyke. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I was
reminiscing.
I was reminiscing. And I wasn't a stepdaddy dyke like when I was real, 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 like, old. Like, I'm 35 right now. So it wasn't like I was older where it's like I was doing mad errands and doing whatever. I was kind of, like, younger, but it was still, like, going to the park. They was getting looking for a gift, you know. They had their legs dangling on my arms and shit
all
like
of that,
that
is a part
but,
of it.
You know,
that's
doing,
cute.
So I was like, okay. And then it was like, as I got older, like now me dating, moving forward dating, I was like, I'm not gonna date anyone who has kids moving forward.
Yeah,
so,
let me write that down.
So I said, moving forward to my last situation, you know, we stopped talking or whatever the case was. And I was like, you know, now my dating thing, let me look at my wants, my don't wants, what I'm willing to, my gives and takes and all of that. And I was like, I'm not doing kids no more. And I realized I didn't want to do kids because even though people are like, oh, if it's do kids, it's fine. But I know that with time, I'm selfish. And I know that if you're a mom, I can't be selfish with your time because your child comes first. So I had to be like, you know, that's kind of going to be one of my exes off of my thing. Pushing forward now, I am dating somebody. She has kids, but her kids are
older.
They're like 17.
Okay. Oh, they're grown.
Yeah, they're grown.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, I do understand you got to do things, but I was like, I can handle this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can handle this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, realizing what you want in any situation in a relationship, I think that a lot of times, kind of just going into the life coaching thing, we've been too much where we know we shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And by time we realize that we've been too much, we're too deep in, and then we're trying to figure out how to bend out.
Mm-hmm.
When really we know what it's I always compare it to like buying a house. When you buy a house, you might say I could bend on this and that, but I have to have a garage or I have to have a basement. Like those are your have to's. So when you find the house is perfect, but it doesn't have the garage, it's not perfect. That is one of your areas that you're not bending. When we're dating people, we say, oh, you know, I'm going to do this, but they're working on getting a job. Mm-hmm. Or whatever your bend mm-hmm. was, whatever that was for you, mm-hmm. and then you like, oh, but everything else seems cool. Maybe I could work through it. You know, bitch, you can't. It's going to come around. It's mm-hmm. going to come back around. And
you
it's
can't commit to potential.
You can't.
Just,
yeah. Ooh. You can't I like potential. That. Yeah, you okay can't. With the quotes.
It's impossible.
Yeah. You can't say, well, I Dr. thought he was, I thought she was. You can't. The shit is, what is in front of you is what you have.
That's exact. Yeah. Now, that is
that
true.
People can't grow. But that's what I'm true. Saying is that what they present is what they present.
That's
you,
it.
You got to stop being hopeful because
that's true.
You've been hopeful about something that they not even hopeful to change. And it's just like, because again, like you said, your wants are your wants. Mm-hmm. And then you want them to want those same things. Mm-hmm. You want them to change. And if they don't want to change,
you can't force
they're
them
not
to change.
Change.
That's true.
So you can't be resentful.
That's what happens when yeah. you start dating off hope.
Yeah.
And you can't date off hope. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, I hope this might happen. I hope, like what you mean? Like, you, they, like you said, like that might not even ever come in their path. Or it's just not meant to be for you.
Yeah.
Maybe that when their lesson come, like, people, they'd be like, yo, if I did this, I did that, like, I'ma get them straight. You know, you hear yeah. women, I'ma get him together. I'ma
help him.
I'ma
when you become God.
It's not you.
It's not your job.
It's not you. And
say
then
it
you
again.
Get frustrated trying to keep him whatever. And then you mad the year later when he get right or she get right, and then she with a whole nother person. I done put it all this time. It wasn't for you.
Mm.
Right. And it probably wasn't even the next person that made him do it too. They did it on their own time. It just
wasn't.
And now you carrying on for what? And it just becomes a drag. Yeah. It becomes tiring. It becomes exhausting.
And also, after the situation, like if you get out of a relationship and the person that you were so-called helping grow or being there for them, they right. get in another relationship, and everything that you were looking for in the relationship between y'all
painful.
Two always go into the next relationship, and you're sitting there bitter. Yeah. And that's what you don't
this
you want to avoid.
Yeah.
Right.
And
then some people don't really realize that they're bitter, but
yeah,
they really are.
They do be bitter.
You be upset, and yeah. it's okay to be upset, right. but then you have to step back for a second and realize, like, during my dating mm-hmm. stage, what do I need to look forward to? What are the red flags? Exactly. I know I can't save yeah. anybody. Things like that. You have to look for all of that.
That's why I say I have a lot of people around me. When you said you have a lot of women, you know, you coach or whatever, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm in the same predicament. Like, I feel like everybody's seeing me, you know, I came out of a couple different, like I said, I was a serial dater,
mm-hmm.
and I thank God for every relationship, every shorty, every mm-hmm. everything, and my mm-hmm. girl, she calls me a hoe, and all that other stuff, but I say, like, yo, I'm thankful
it
that
all
I live,
you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thankful yeah. that I lived in my 20s and my, you know, my teens and stuff, because at 32, I appreciate every piece of me at 32, because mm-hmm. it's all wealth and wisdom right now in me, mm-hmm. I understand yeah. what I need, what I can provide, and everything else, but the people around me right now, it's just like I be having the same conversations with the same people, and it's just be like, yo,
they,
you don't see this red flag?
They do the same shit all the time, though.
And you know,
I just don't say nothing anymore.
Because I know I was them at one point in time. But, yo, when I tell you, yo, I really honestly, and this goes without saying, it's like, I thank God for Brittany. Like, because, and I thank God for where
is
I'm
that,
at to receive, yeah, my girl. I
oh,
thank God.
Brittany, oh, of course. Yeah. You should thank God for her. She's probably an amazing person.
That's what I said, the
she's
other B, Brittany. You know, the other B.
And she milky, too.
Yeah,
did I tell you she was milky?
She's milky.
That's her little word.
She's just smooth.
She's beautiful.
Oh, oh, oh.
She's
moisturized.
She's
yeah. smart.
She's
everything.
She's everything. Yeah.
She's milky. You milky. It's the whole package.
So all off topic, but it's real that, yo, when you really do what you're supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
and the last year coming out of my past relationship, mm-hmm. yeah, I talked to a couple of people, but I really honestly spent time getting myself together.
Mm.
So when she came in the picture, it wasn't like I was looking, it wasn't anything.
She came to you.
She came to me,
that's
and it was
thing.
Just like a blessing, because it's like, I felt like, sometimes I still right now be like, yo, is this shit true? Like,
mm-hmm.
am I really deserving of such an amazing
mm-hmm.
woman? Because I've had some fuck
but
ups.
You
I
was
some,
but
some
you
experiences.
Wasn't you wasn't ready
yeah.
to receive it, like
yeah.
nothing is good for you until you're ready to receive
exactly.
it. And like you said, you took your time with yourself. A lot of times, like especially with serial dating, you don't get the time in between.
Nope.
So all
nine.
You're doing is repeating the cycle. Like
yep.
you getting a little bit of, she might have a venture. She might be a nurturer.
Yep.
She might be this. So now you trying to build a bitch at this
yep.
point. This ain't no build a bear situation.
Yes, build
so,
a bear.
So you know what I'm saying? It's more about building yourself.
Exactly.
And then being able to receive what's coming your way, because then you have a clear insight of pretty much like before when you serial dating, you just willing to take anything
yep.
into your area, into
exactly.
your space, anything. Mm-hmm. Let me do it. Once you take the time and you've, know what I'm saying, like, took that growth for yourself, mm-hmm. it's certain things you're not even going to use your time for. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be like, yo, like, two days into it, like, yeah, it's not going to work.
That house, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
You don't have my garage.
And that's why I try to tell these two young ladies, and that's just like, yo, forget them. Like, examine yourself from mm-hmm. head to toe, inside and out, from the brain, psychosomatic, from the brain to the heart. Really, really examine yourself and your spirit, because I would just be like, the shit you telling me, you shouldn't even. Why are we even talking about this person?
Share
the same air with you at this point in time. Because the woman I know, you would never. So mm-hmm. it's just like, why are we even allowing these things?
But you get to a point of how you mentioned earlier, kind of like, oh, like, the dating thing, I'm just fed up, whatever.
I ain't fed up. I just said I don't have it.
Well, I feel like you kind of giving up a little bit.
It was a wake up call. I was just like, you know, I'ma just chill. Like, and I chill and all the time.
And you might need to.
But that's what I'm saying. I chill all the time. But this time, I was like, you know, let's see what happens.
But you also gotta also put, you know, you can't, you know, the woman who's like, I'm single and I'm looking for him and I can't find him. And it's like, well, what do you do? I go to work and I go home every day.
You got to put yourself in those.
You have to still put yourself in the lead. You can't get the job without filling out the application or without networking or doing something.
And
so,
if you're networking out the same pool, baby, that's not going to work either. Like, you can't go to that same bar. You can't go to that same vegan spot.
Yeah.
You can't.
People be like, it's just not working for me here. I'll be like, well, you go to the same bar every Friday.
The same gym.
The same other shit. Girl, I don't. I'll be like,
my friend told me I got to stop going for the organic bitches. That's what she said.
Because you should have been at that same. That's what I just said.
You need a little hook.
Bitch, I like chicken. Okay.
I need a little bacon.
You want some pork rinds? Yeah, all right, so.
Yeah. Maybe the organic is not. See, I had to go towards that. I was like, yeah, I need a little wood earrings with the paint on it.
That's what I'm saying. We be the ones that change your life. I keep trying to tell these people.
Because
we are the ones.
Sometimes
we are in tune with ourselves. We don't have them problems. We humble.
They have a little more growth, usually. They usually.
Because
I want y'all to say it again.
Focus on inside
say
and
it again.
Not outside.
Keep
so
going.
Focus on vibe and the intuitiveness right. and everything.
Intentions.
Yeah.
We know when shit.
I need a little city girls in me.
I need a little
Jill Scott, but I need a little city girls.
Oh, I got
in
all of that. That's what I'm saying.
I got a little Beyonce in there, too.
I'm a full package.
I have a little.
If you want, babe, I want you to twerk tonight on my face. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. But, you know, I'm chilling. Anywho,
so let's pull it back.
So that's going. This step daddy
dyke. Come back, go ahead, because we can talk for a minute, go back and forth, but we just hit on a lot of our topics, but it all kind of tie in, because yo, if you meet the wrong woman and she does have those kids, and it's just like as a step daddy dyke, yo, I feel like we be so willing and ready to take care like of the kids and like support the mom and stuff. I noticed that, not just not with this situation, because I have had a couple other women with children, and it's just like, yo, we be so willing to pour in and be so ready to like take on that responsibility. And it's just like, my question to you is the dominant woman in the room, like, why is that? Like, why are we so willing to take on like that responsibility?
Well, first of all, I think the kids love us first.
They do.
They be loving us.
Yeah,
I think it's the looking like the daddy, but the titties be there.
It's
like
not
the
even
mom.
That. No, it's not that. It's just no. It it's just the fact that it's the conversation, it's the attention. And you got to, like, from a single mom's point of view, sometimes you want to give all of your attention and time to your child, but sometimes you need a moment. Like, you just, you need a moment to decompress. And, you know, I'm the type of person, I'll explain to my son, like, I just need a moment.
Right.
That's it.
So you feel
so
like
you
the
have
step that, that gives that can give them that moment better than the, a man?
No,
the
no, woman? Not or, even. It's not even about man or woman. It's just the fact that there's somebody else new and someone else who one respects my mom and who respects me and who is giving me the time. Like you were saying, we go to the park and the legs dangling on my legs. Kids don't care about sneakers. They may ask for a game and stuff like that, but the most. They honestly want the time because they remember that the most.
Kids care about what you instill in
what you are.
Them.
That's it.
When a kid comes to my that's school it. And says, you can't step on it because that's Gucci. Spell it.
Right. Literally. Spell
but,
it.
But if you in your crib and whatever, they don't know what's going on.
Even when you're talking to them, talk to your kids. And I feel like a lot of, and I want to say, and dominant women that I've seen and that mm-hmm. I've known personally, they really do just be doing, it be the simple shit.
Because I think right? that, like, one thing with me being, I'm an administrator at a school as well.
Okay.
I work with kids almost 12 some years now. I think that the thing with us is that, like you were saying, that we give them that nurturing plus that dominance. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm.
yes.
it's just like, yeah, they kind of get confused with it sometimes as far as like what to call us. Because mm-hmm. I saw your other segment, like, are you a girl or a boy? And yeah. it's just like, but yeah. but it's sometimes like they right. once they get past that, or they don't even be worried about that. The mm-hmm. first thing they do is they just kind of love us, because just like you could throw the football, you can play rough mm-hmm. with them. But at right. the same time, like, mm-hmm. you can love on them and you can jump, they can jump mm-hmm. on you. And it's just like, they feel that. And I feel like we come with a lot most of the time, yes. especially if it's pure. What I don't respect is like a lot of the dominant women who it's just like they in, or anybody who's in it just for the mom. So you just fucking with the kid just on some shit trying to just get closer.
And
to
you don't
the
even
mom.
Like kids. And even like say, and that's a waste of time.
They can tell when it's not genuine for real.
And kids will tell you they don't like they. I'm oh, not feeling it. Yeah. Yeah, like
well, I've had women who I've dated, and it was a woman in New York. This is years ago. I dated her. And she was getting so involved with me that she wasn't really involved with her kid. And oh, I stopped man. Talking to her that yep. because
yes,
for me,
know.
It's like, mm-mm. I can't really move on forward with you if, like,
knowing
this
that
is your
you
morality
and
that you, like,
yeah.
like, she was, like, sending the kid off to babysitter, doing
no.
it. Like, yo, I'm about to come see you. And I was like, I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
I'm you
good.
Could just, but yeah. it's like, that was the turn off for me. But it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's she was a single mom mm-hmm. as well. And I did have the connection with her kid. But at the time, it's like, I was younger. So I wouldn't say, like, I was doing it for her, for the kid. Usually I don't even want to meet your kid.
Mm.
You know, like, I yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, some women are okay
important.
To just,
no.
to just, you know what I'm saying? I don't usually want to meet your kid because
no.
you might not see me in a month or so.
No.
You know what I mean? And in the back of my head, if I already know that, I definitely don't want to meet your
absolutely.
Kid. You know what I'm saying? So.
And they remember
remember
everything.
You. Yeah, and
okay.
if they like you, they're going to call the next bitch your name.
Yeah.
So I have a question. If you did date somebody with, yeah, if you did date someone yeah. who had a kid or children, mm-hmm. what is the limit of children what is the limit of children?
Listen. How many
because
kids
I didn't see because I done seen some dons be like, you know, yeah, if she got one, I'm cool. But then they wind up with a girl with like three kids, and I ain't shading nobody. If you have three kids, best to you. Like, you're doing a great job.
I mean, two is my max.
Two is your max.
Two is my max. I've dated a woman with four kids. She was 13. She was 13 years older than me and was very wealthy. So it was
so she was good.
It was different.
You see what I mean?
Very
yes.
very different. It was weird. But me and her oldest were maybe shy of like maybe 5 years apart.
No, that's a
so
little
that was, so that was weird. But at the same time, it was kind of like she was trying
I'm
to push that whole stepdaddy dom role on me. Like, off break, she was trying to push that on me to make me, you know, take on those responsibilities. And I asked that question earlier because it's like, I think that we ultimately do want a family. Like, I do want a family. I'm thankful for this experience that I'm in now.
Okay.
I
want to
I,
carry your own child?
I was going to ask that question too.
Oh,
no, you
okay.
good. But it's like, I don't really.
I think she should.
Everybody's pressuring me. And it's just like, I'm
no,
talking
it's
my best
no
friend
pressure,
earlier.
But
like, I really feel like, yo, I'm at a point where it's though, B don't want any more kids for real. Or doesn't want to, she don't want to carry any more kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, I may have to step up to the plate. I may have to do
I
that.
Feel like every mm-hmm. woman, if they want children, they should get, if they have the opportunity to carry a child, you would not, that's one
so
regret
you, so
you will
you
not
want, so you want to carry B?
No, I was just letting y'all finish what y'all was saying. You see what
she get nervous. Did you
So I at one time definitely was like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna carry my own kid, you know,
okay.
I don't mind anything like that. Now with the tender age of 35 and life taking its course.
But that's young though. That's young.
I'm at the risk.
Yeah, you
I'm at the
year,
risk.
Let me tell you.
I'm at the
my
high
best
risk
friend
age.
Had her child at she's 10 years older than I am, right? She had her child
blessed.
At like right, she was
how old,
very
how
healthy.
Old was she had to
she
be?
Was let me see. If I'm 32, she's 42 now, so she was about 39
when she had her first kid?
No, this is her second one.
Okay.
And she was very very healthy, you
but
know.
See, her body was already probably conditioned
to the first one.
Yeah.
Maybe, but she,
like,
you know, I just feel like if you go to the doctor regularly.
I've donated my eggs 2 cycles.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. That's
yeah, amazing. I've done it 2 different cycles and you know, I was agreeing with you when you was talking to her about
mm-hmm.
pretty much carrying a baby, because I do feel like that is like, you know, one of our like, oh, of the world, like the yeah, fact it's that we a can blessing. Carry an entire Absolutely. Human being. You know what I'm
you
saying?
You carry like, that baby. Yeah.
So
like,
I think that is that's awesome. And so I was like, at least let me get some out here. Mm-hmm. Let me go and give me, me go and get some out here and go and bless y'all ladies, if you know, because right. some women try every day and
that's
they can.
True. That's
so
true.
I went ahead and did that just in case I never did have kids. Mm-hmm. But then on a second spectrum of it, I think about like having a kid. Mm-hmm.
having a kid is like
playing the lottery.
Okay.
It is.
You can raise your kid however you want. You can take them to the best schools. You can put them in best environments. You can set them up to be what you would imagine and mm-hmm. want them to
the
be.
Best, yeah.
But that doesn't matter. That doesn't mean that it's going to turn out the way you think.
Yeah.
And that to me is extremely scary mm-hmm. because if I have a kid, of course I'm going to try and do my best. I'm going to try and
Absolutely.
Whatever. You that's what you want, but
Absolutely.
I mean, we have fucking serial killers. We have yeah. you just rant weird shit. You know yeah. what I'm saying? I'm going extreme, but I'm just
no, you're not.
Just to
this
simple
is
fact
this shit.
Of, yeah, and it's not that they all like when you shit. Look back in this stuff, it's not all like they were raising some crazy. No, some of them was just raising regular no, yeah. great
regular
households.
Ass households.
And to me, it's like the like that risk of knowing that like I can put my all.
That's scary.
And bitch, you might let me down.
That's scary.
I don't know if I'm willing to risk.
I get it.
The thing is that
so
you
it's scary
know,
for me.
So. I don't know. Well, you don't know, but basically, I raised my youngest sister. My parents are deceased,
okay.
So I've had her legally, officially since she was like 15. But my mom got sick when she was 4, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I've had a hand in raising her all throughout her life, you
okay.
know. And so it's just like even now, I was a little late getting here because she's not having the best day. Mm-hmm. She came over to help me move some stuff in, but it's just like having like a 15-20 minute talk with her because to calm her down and get her mentally where she needs to be at. It's just like it's an ongoing process, and I would say my kid is amazing. But do my kid have her issues? Hell yes. Mm-hmm. I wish she would have stayed away at school, different things like that. Mm-hmm. Like I did my damnedest even as a young parent. Mm-hmm. I felt like I raised myself, you know.
Right,
just like,
yeah.
So it's kind of like I feel you with that, but I feel like having, and I talked to Brittany all always about it. I say, yo, you haven't went through parenting just yet. Like you, these children.
How old
young,
is the baby? How old is the
11?
Okay,
so
okay.
So she's
okay.
just now spiking to like the puberty, getting about to have an attitude.
Where they be getting smart?
It's 12 through about 21. Where you really define your parent, like parenting style? Because mm-hmm. I feel like I could have been in jail right now several times because mm-hmm. for killing my own. Because they really do.
They
like,
take
think
you
about,
there.
But think about the shit we did. You know, we were a lot better because we didn't
I
have
think about
social
the stuff
media.
I got away with.
Exactly. So it's really stressful, and I feel like I feel you on that. But now it's just like I wish that. So my sister, like I said, I've had a hand in raising her, mm-hmm. and she's okay. I know that she's going through those early 20 mm-hmm. up and down stages trying to figure life out. But I feel like now it's just like I want something that I can literally say like
this is my baby.
I'm molding this child,
and I want to see from start to finish in a sense like
oh okay,
you know what I'm saying? Like I can say like I did the whole plan
from
like
the womb.
From the womb, like mm-hmm. you know how will she turn out? And it's just like I feel like it's a lot of pressure for me to be a dominant woman, and it's just like I don't want to carry for real. I told you I'm moving to Houston when
you
I carry.
You did say that.
Because I just don't know how I would feel walking around with no big-ass belly.
They going. I feel like nowadays people will embrace it. I mean.
The carrying part, if I were to decide to carry, I don't think that would like really bother me.
Yeah.
I probably was. The only thing that was. I might have a heart attack because I can't drink for 9 months. That'd be the only thing.
Look,
that might
I haven't considered that shit yet. Don't even put that on my brain.
And then you know? If you breastfeed, then.
And I would. Yeah. All the way,
and
until,
I breastfed
you know,
for I ain't gonna tell you how long because then y'all gonna
he
be
like 7. Shit.
He was talking, it's okay. He literally was like, mommy, milk,
man,
nigga.
Right.
We was having a whole full conversation. Like, I had to tell him, like, all right, we can't do this no more.
We can't do that.
It was like 2 years, yeah. but still, like, he healthy, he you know, strong, but
right. And so
yes.
I think that, like, now, more dominant women having their kids, it's just like we are the parent, we are the
yes.
mothers now, and it's just like. Now our girlfriends is like, is you the stepdaddy fam? Like, what the fuck are you now?
But
like,
so with that mindset, that's why I feel like stepdaddy doms really step up a lot. Like, when I say step up, like, they don't mind stepping into okay, I can be this child's parent, because they have that mindset that you just explained, and they want that experience. And I feel like that, that's okay.
Yeah, and they can gain it from the, they can gain it without having the carrying the baby.
Yes.
They can gain it from their partner.
And so we're living through them.
Yes,
exactly. And I think that also what comes with us, it comes with it, I'm going to kill my brother, is that I think that,
he said something. That
he's calling me right now. Is that I think that we also distracted the hell out of me. Fuck you up, DeWarn. Can you get that? I want to, BQ, get that for me or Leon? Because I don't want to clip this part.
I'm sorry,
y'all. We're going live. This is for YouTube.
It happens.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
It happens. We're back.
And
we're back like we never left.
I was going to say that I think that, like, for us, it's just like that natural instinctive womanhood in us. That we know that how we were treated, how our mothers treated us, hopefully, for some of us, or their grandmother or whatever. So we instinctively know what our partners as their mothers need, want, and all of those things and stuff, and how to provide as a woman. So I think that that nurturing side of us comes out with that with those children. So it's kind of like, that's why I say we're the best of both worlds. And it's just like, you know, it can be challenging, because a lot of times, one thing that I was going to talk about is that when those relationships end, those relationships end with those children too, and sometimes it's
I got God kids. I got stepdad kids that came along with me.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not always that.
It's not easy. I have a friend right now. It's not easy.
It gets rocky. Especially depending on the age of the kid.
Yeah.
Like I have two godchildren. Mm-hmm. One girl, one boy. Both of them came from relationships, and the baby was not her baby though. It was her first cousin's baby, but they were like real close, so I could just go to her mother because she wasn't the mother, so we was good. Now the other, they both actually, both of them, it wasn't the woman's actual child. So for me, fortunately, but it was kind of like they was real close to the kids. So for me, I just kind of was like able to just go straight through the mother, still talk, they both still my god kids and all of that. But I have a best friend who the baby was only like, she was like three or so or whatever, and I told her, I was like, you know, you're hanging yourself continuously being like, oh, I'm just trying to see the baby, oh, I miss or whatever. Granted, you probably do. You probably do miss the baby. Yeah. You probably have the relationship. But if shorty's telling you, I don't want you no more, we don't talk, it's you're killing yourself.
Yeah. Right.
Keep trying to bring a gift. Keep trying to come in town. Keep trying. You could get, the baby's going to miss me. She's three. She's actually not going to remember you. She's not going to remember you in about
2 years. She's going to look at you like,
huh?
Cry. She might even cry. She might even cry. Ugly,
who are
cry.
You?
She might be like, no.
I don't want no.
The next step that come around. Right. Now I'm looking like she's confused.
Right.
So I was like, yo, like just like understanding that, you know, if you do get too attached and you do get whatever, understand the mother or person you're dealing with and how that might go and how you may be affected by that. That's something to think about when you're in that situation. You know what I'm saying? If you gain that bond with the kid.
And that's what I think my problem was, that it's just like, I wanted to keep the relationship with the kids, but at the same time, before, when I was a little toxic motherfucker running around here, I was your friend for real. I was trying to hold on to that child or whatever, but then it's just like, now
would you consider
understand.
That toxic?
I was toxic in other ways, you know.
No, I'm saying, but like, if you were in a relationship with someone and they had a child and you and the child were really close, but, you know, you still take the child out.
Nope,
and
I consider it toxic if the mother says that, I want to be done with this situation. I need to heal. I need to move on. Then that is toxic for me to be calling, begging, trying to insert myself in her life, because
that's what I'm talking about, the age. If the kid is old enough where you could call the kid
and you
can
separate it,
you good.
Okay. So Brittany had a question. She said, well, what about when the kids are older? Which, you know, brings me to my point, which you just said. So I feel like if the kids are older, and when I say older, I mean teenagers.
I'm talking
on up.
Teenagers, like really,
or
really
even preteens, because you know these kids nowadays are a little more advanced than we were when we were younger. But I feel like if they want a relationship with that person, they have the right to.
But see, I beg to differ sometimes that? Because at the end of the day, it's just like, that's not a grown up to where though they make all of their decisions. They still live in that household where that person
that's
may
true.
Have to go to pick up that person may have to go pick up their child. They can't go pick them up from school without the parent permission.
That's
they
true.
They can't make moves without the parent permission. So if the parent is saying like, you know, I really don't want you to
it
continue.
It becomes an issue now.
Yeah, then it's just like, and it also goes on just like how y'all communicate, whether what type of how y'all ended or not.
Yeah.
It goes on like, is this a real, is it respectful? Is it respectful for my head? So
and
that
especially
that
once
healing?
They move on to somebody else. Now gotta, are you, you know what I mean? Like,
you're going to be coming up to that school like, you going to pick up my daughter.
Your name is off the emergency contact list.
I'm sorry, but I, you know, yes, you can't pick Johnny up. What? No. Yeah. What you mean?
And Johnny be like, no, I want you to come.
No,
and it's like now the kid fucked up. Yeah, because now they
What I don't, and that's why I always suggest people, and even myself, because at one point I felt like I introduced my child to someone too early. But take your time introducing your children to people.
For sure,
you do,
for
and sure. It's just
take
like,
your time.
And some people may go back and forth with that because it's just like you fall in love with somebody and then you keep them away from the kid, but then when the kid come around, hence your situation, it's just like. The parents start acting funny, or the child don't take to the person. Mm-hmm. Then that mother is in a jam because she just like,
and that's a lot of stress.
My child really not feeling you, so it's kind of like you really gotta use your discernment to the fullest extent to know who you really want to be around your child and how early on you want to bring that person around. Yeah. Because, like I said, we take these risks every day with people in our lives, mm-hmm. especially heterosexual people. If you're not willing to really consider all of the risk that goes in with the decisions you make, especially when you're dating somebody or having sex with someone, then stop fucking around for real.
Please.
Because it's just like, you understand that, like, you're a total package. You can birth a child, and this is just for women, heterosexual people, because I hear this a lot. It's just like, oh, I'm just dating him, or I'm just dating, and then I'm just dating this person. Nigga, no. And for everyone, you're risking your heart. You're risking your heart.
And
now,
your emotions and
now for this
mine.
Situation, you're risking your child's heart because your child is getting attached. So really take into consideration the risk that you're taking by bringing someone else into your
life
or the possibilities that can come from bringing this person into your life. So it's mad serious, and we need to take that. But I feel like, again, I feel like it's up to the parent, to the woman. Don't be one of those stepdaddy dykes that can't move on, and you feel like Lil Taquan is really your child, and like you taking it to heart.
Raekwon's like, hand,
when you. When you mention that part about like you'll go to your job and shit and be like, I got a son now, I need to leave work early, like. That's what I'm saying. Like, we be doing too much sometimes. And it's just like, if you want to
and your supervisor be looking at you crazy, like, you was working.
So you birthed. When did you have this child?
We missed that.
So, wait, the birthday was when?
Got him last week.
Yeah. Right. Like
nigga, then
it's my wife.
6 months from now, they like, well, how's the child?
Right.
Man, fuck her for real.
Fuck that baby, yo.
That's my little man, though.
Yeah, right.
I still love him, yo, but I can't visit him, yo. His moms ain't trying to let me see him, yo. I bought him some Jordans. You dumb.
It's just like, yo.
You're dumb.
That like that's what I feel like nowadays. I know I'm opposed to really having my own kid, but it's just like, yo, as women, we have to start like uplifting ourselves, especially in a dominant world. We have to start encouraging the fact that like, yo, we don't gotta take on these men responsibilities or take on stepping into like another woman and her child's relationship just to experience that. We don't gotta live through somebody else.
Let me say this. If you're trying to date and you know that the woman has a child and you're not interested in messing with anyone who has a child, don't waste your time.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't. Don't do that.
Or if you're not sure about the relationship.
If you're not sure, just be like,
fuck out early.
Please.
Like,
or because we will respect you more if you say, I just do not want to date a person with a child.
Or say,
we're okay with that.
Or say, at this point in time, as you're starting to feel this person out, you see a couple red flags, please stay. Please stay. You know what? You can hold. I want to hold off on meeting that child
now.
Because
you
shouldn't even play with yourself like that. Like, don't do that to that child. Number one.
If Lil Johnny at the house,
meet me around the corner.
And then you like, I'm on my way. Just be like, you know what? I'd rather give y'all some time together. Yeah. I'll see you another time. We will let that right there is showing us like, okay, this person is making an adult ass decision, and we respect that.
And I'm gonna bring up two more things. I know we about to have to go, but. One thing is that, like, listen, and I'm going to say this to these trifling-ass women out here. Mm. It's a couple trifling ones out here. Mm. Just because you know that we some good-ass stepdaddy dykes and we going to take care of you and that child, please do not bring your raggedy, scamming, loafing, entitled, leeching ass over here to the other side because you want your baby to have the newest Jordans on his feet. Or all
I ain't worried about no Jordans. Where they at?
Like, because I'm telling y'all, listen, when we were in school shopping for the Cub, Yo, I was in children's place. They was only people I think had uniform pants.
Oh, they come in. Yo, real heavy.
I swear to God, y'all, I was in that motherfucker. I swear, it was more dominant women absolutely in there than there was men buying uniforms.
Absolutely.
And that shit really fucked my head up. That's why I was just like, it stuck with me that this show was happening. Because I was like, yo, I gotta talk about
it. I keep trying to tell people.
When I was getting sneakers the 3 days before school, I went to I was like, oh, Mon Diamond, like, let me get some school shoes for school.
I worked at Mon Diamond.
Every
dom.
Size fours.
Yes.
I'm like, bro.
I worked at Mon Diamond for like 2.5 years. I was the manager. Okay. The Jordans came out. They used to come across the hallway to get a graphic tee and some jeans to match the child's out shoes or whatever. And these are doms. Like when I say they pulling out stacks, they swiping cards. I'm like,
and you know what? And it's just like, it's sad, you know, for my godson, love him to death. My nickname for him is Pop-Pop. It was not intentionally supposed to be Pop-Pop. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be Pat-Pat, but he says Pop-Pop.
Say
yeah.
Right.
So, you know, his dad is so intimidated by me, and it's like it's always an issue. Like, anything I do for him, it's an issue, but who gives a fuck about him? Like,
I'm going to still take
care of him. My godson is starting to see, like, calling his dad on his own bullshit, right?
We just must be speaking of baby daddies and exes
that was,
and
that
stuff.
Was it. So, one of her joints. Cold. So basically, like, he have a problem with a lot of things I do, and it's just like he's so insecure about me because it's just like he thought that, like, I'm one of my best friends. Never. I've been best friends with her since we came out the womb together. Like, it's never been that, and it's just the fact that, like, yo, I feel like sometimes the nigga be slacking. He slacks because he know that I'm a dude for real.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, my little dude not gonna go without anything for real. And it's just like, my best friend not gonna go without anything. But this nigga, she would call me to go to the emergency room right now before she would call him.
Because some people just don't got it.
Yeah, but if he call and we at the emergency room, he be like, why you ain't call me? Nigga, we called your phone 20 times, you ain't answer. But because I'm here, this nigga haul ass and in there to the emergency room like, I'm the father. Yes, you are. I would never take that away from you. But I told you from when we were sitting in University Hospital, nigga, I'm going to be everything that y'all can't be because I'm his godparent. And that's just all to it. And it's just like, I feel like men get so insecure when it's just like, bro, I ain't trying to take your spot. That's not my deal.
But they also have to understand that we are still women. Like, we're nurturers. Like I said, so we're going to take care of the baby. Like, we're going to take care of the child.
But don't just step up just when you see me.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. But that also make you notice the lack of shit that you're basically not doing. You're not doing shit.
Exactly.
So you need to step up.
I'm not going to. It's you get it from the embracement. It's not going to be a step on toes. It's more going to be like, yo, thank you for being here with me.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I said. Yeah. We never get our credit from them. We get more hate from the dudes because it's just like, nigga, I'm not trying to take your spot, but I'm also not going to let the kid or your peoples go without. But it's just like, yo, just say thank you for real. Thank me for making sure that your
everything
family
was
is
good.
Straight, yo, or that we can come together as one community and one village for this kid. For
literally.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people they forget that. They like, oh, that's my child. That's my baby mother. Why she stepping in? Because, nigga, you ain't doing enough.
And then they get mad. You're not doing enough. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not even subliminally doing it. It's just like, nigga, it just shows like you ain't doing your job for real.
That's it.
Yeah. So the last topic, real quick, I make sure me hit all the points or whatever. I know we got another show after this. I'm an administrator, so I'm on arrival in the morning when the kids come in. So first off, let me tell y'all this quick story real quick. So the other day, it's only like the third week of school, I had this little girl come in I went to go take a student back to class. He's a little challenging. Mm-hmm. So I'm always pulling him. Mm-hmm. Well, he always in my office. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. That joint about to die.
Okay.
So basically the girl who sat behind him, she was like, when you coming to get me? So I told her, I said, well, when you keep doing good or whatever, I would say, come over, like, the last period of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, shorty comes in my office. She's, like, playing around. Why the hell this little girl? She gonna say, hit me with the, when I first saw you, I didn't know if you was a boy or a girl, so I didn't speak. Yo, not eight years old.
I can believe it.
8 years old. So then she goes on and say, well, my aunt got kids. So I was like, okay, how, you know. So she was like, well, my aunt like girls.
Oh.
I said, oh, okay. So then she's going to say, she's playing. Mind you, no eye contact. She's like across the room playing with the toys. So she's very articulate. Like she, She tells me, she says, well, I just want you to know that if you like girls, it's okay to like girls. I said, oh, wow. I've never had my sexuality validated. Like, I'm sitting in my head, like,
from an eight-year-old.
So then I go to tell her teacher later on in the day about the conversation. Wow. So the teacher tells me that she says to her, ask her, like, well, are you married? So she says, she was like, no. She's like, well, are you dating? She was like, laugh, like, I don't think that's any of your business. So she told the teacher, well, I just want you to know, it's okay for you to date men or women. Yo, when I tell you, oh, I so fell,
this is this but no, that this shit is true.
At, this is at the kitchen talk every night.
No, yeah, that's true.
This is.
But I feel like they need to know. It's like it's in the cartoons, right. It's in their books. Everywhere. It's crazy that you said that because I had a conversation with my son, and I was asking him about, because he was saying one of his teammates on the football team is gay. Now I kept saying like, stop doing that. Like don't tease him or whatever. I saw the little boy. The little boy is definitely gay. He was eating hot Cheetos, and he was like, hey, Jaleel. And I was like, that's him. He's definitely gay, right?
I ain't even had to know his name.
I said, that's him? He said, yes, mommy. I said, okay. So I asked him, I said, so what if one of your parents were gay? Like, how would you feel about that, right? He was like, well, you know, I wouldn't care. I was like, would you still love them? Like, would you accept them? He was like, yeah. Just as long as you don't, like, kiss in public. Like, that's embarrassing. I'm like, okay.
That's embarrassing.
So he was like, even if you kiss a man or a woman, it's still embarrassing. Yeah. So eight-year-olds will, I can definitely believe she said that.
But
the, you know,
like, our 8 year olds are really like about 11 and a half, 12 in this day and time. Yes. Really a little more advanced than we were.
Yes, most definitely.
And it's crazy because I feel like, yo, if anything, everyone always bring all of the questionable gay kids to me. No matter what school I'm at, they always like, go to the gay group.
Right.
As if I got all the answers.
I had this gay whisperer. This person DM me the other day. It's literally in my DM right now. He was like, hey, I know this might be weird, but I just want you to know, do you work with kids or mentor kids? Because my daughter, she's gay. She's doing this, and she's been kind of getting bullied. And I saw you online, and I figured you could get... And I was like, is he, like, reaching out for, like...
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Like, but let me tell you.
But I feel like it's okay.
Yo,
like,
I do coaching as well, family and youth coaching. Mm-hmm. And, yo, I went to... did, like, a training seminar for trauma-informed parents for the Baltimore Urban League.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, the session turned into, like, a venting session for, like, these wealthy upper echelon black people in Baltimore, basically. Well, Maryland.
Right.
And the mom was, like, in there, like, in tears. Like, my kids, they just showing their asses. Like, she's crying.
Stress.
Yeah, I buy them everything they want.
Yeah, she had,
it
like,
don't matter how
twins,
much money you got.
Boy and a girl. Mm-hmm. The boy was definitely gay. I mean, he was ringing his ass. He was flamboying his ass.
How old were they?
16 when I met them.
Oh, okay.
And so the daughter, she's like, and she's lost it, and she's crying and shit. And so I'm like, she's like, well, once we finish here, I'm going to introduce you to her. Yo, I go stand in the hallway. I'm waiting for her to bring this little girl out here. I want to say her name started with a J.
Okay.
But I'm going to say that Joseph came walking up to me.
Oh,
and I'm sitting here like,
nice to meet you, young man.
Right? I'm like,
firm handshake. Oh, okay.
Not, that's not the young lady you was describing in here.
Not she was describing the young lady and the young man walked out.
So I pull her down the hallway. I said, what's going on? So I'm like, is she not accepting of you? She was like, this is how she was like, about damn time somebody trying to tell her that I'm gay.
This is the child.
Yes, they be frustrated.
Oh, but she never conveyed that to her, like, and said directly that she was.
Yo,
she
and that's what it is. Yes.
Some baggy joggers, yes. Like an oversized T-shirt. They were like,
it be the parents that don't they
raise around.
They be in denial.
They don't want to accept it.
Yeah. So basically,
they be in denial.
This community is basically like the really wealthy black people of Baltimore. Yeah. Maryland, because they hate to say Baltimore because they feel like Baltimore's like a weird.
It's the ghetto.
So, yeah,
it's definitely in the urban neighborhood.
The urban.
All the kids go to like really predominantly white schools, so they bring them together once a month to be around other black kids. But it's still the same experience because there's no one like no one urban in the room. Everyone is from the rural parts of Maryland, and so she was just like, and then she makes us come here, and I'm just gay. It's nothing freaking wrong with me. I'm just gay. So I literally was getting paid like buku money
just
every,
to say,
every week
tell the parents
to
that
just
they had children
eventually
gay.
Lead up to the conversation that we would have that she was gay and that it's okay.
I can do that.
And when we had the meeting with the mom and the daughter to fully officially say it, the mother is like, y'all, when I say somebody's dog had died, she was crying.
What it was she, like, did you ask her, like, why those emotions was, like, coming?
Like, I had to get myself together, but I eventually got to, and she was just, like, she felt as though she should have come to her earlier on, or that it's hard to accept that both of her children, her twins,
you didn't see that dildo or them boxes in her room?
I said this,
the brother was already
He was definitely flaming. Like, he was, like, them hot Cheetos.
But it's like, I mean, on the bright side, mom, it's like you got a boy and a girl, and then you got
they
a boy and a
girl. They just
switched. And that's me and my sister. Well, my originally brother, but now sister. That's how we kind of switched.
So
real quick, let me tell you the story. So, I just want your opinion on it real quick. So, I'm doing Arrival, and the people live in apartments across the street. So, they, like, walking down. So, I couldn't really tell what it was yet because the joint looked like Humpback Chuck, that joint with the, you know what it is?
No.
You'll look at it.
Somebody show me Humpback Chuck.
So she kind of like thick. Which I couldn't tell if that was like man breast or whatever. Thing. But anyway, so she says,
it's like a Notre Dame.
Yeah, but it's like a little weird. So she like walking past and like she said she got a deep voice. She said, "All right, son, have a good day." He was like, "All right, mom." So, and he was like, "All right, dad, you have a good day too." Mm. So when the van pulled past, I get the full scope. I said, "Oh my damn."
She had titties.
Oh my God,
Daddy got titties.
And they ain't no fat too. Them is the bras on top of them titties.
Them double D's.
I said, oh my damn. So then now my mind is like, so the next morning I'm catching myself because I'm like, good morning, man. I said, I don't want to say that because I don't want disrespect. So I said,
them.
Just good morning.
It's a them.
Good morning, they.
So then now my question is like, I'm like, as I said, my God shall call me Pop Pop. So I'm like, do I, what would I want my child to say? Do I want them to say, I would never want them to call me daddy. Well, I'm a woman.
I would never, if I had a kid and I birthed a kid, even if I didn't birth a kid, I would never want my child to call me daddy.
Really?
I say stepdaddy dyke all the time. You know, I just be joking.
Right.
I don't want my kid to call me stepdaddy or the damn dyke.
Why?
Okay?
Yeah, none.
Because I'm not your daddy.
Okay. Yeah.
You should call your daddy. Whether they're here
or not.
Deceased, not here, not brother. That is still your father. And I know people say, you know, father versus daddy. Kind of like, that's who birthed you. But like, even like if it's a man, like that's your stepfather, your dad. Yeah. So they call them dad. I still don't like that.
I think
that if men, like I was raised with my stepfather.
Mm-mm.
And I always called him by his first name.
I said Mr. Somebody.
I didn't call him Mr. I just called him by his first name up until probably like 3 years ago or so. Mm. And like now it's like even when I call him,
it's weird.
I still don't say dad.
Mm-hmm.
But now if I refer, like say we all walking together,
you'd
be like, who's
introduce
this?
Him.
I'd be like, that's my mother and that's my father, that's my dad or whatever.
Okay.
I'll introduce him. But before if I was younger, oh no, it was given like that's my mother.
That's his name. Okay.
So but I still never call him that, but it's like I understand where, and I think for me, you know, like looking back at it as a child, like a lot of it just became, I probably was just upset, like upset and mad or whatever. And then now that I'm older, just kind of stuck with me. But at least like I'm at the point, I might not call him that when I'm on the phone, but I still introduce him. Like, it wasn't given none of that when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But and also he was the one always catching me with the gay stuff. Like he'll find my dicks. He found. I was always getting. I was like every time
dicks.
I got in trouble. It was him. And
wow.
then my mom, I knew
annoying.
My mom.
Because moms can't handle
it.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I was like,
I do not
want to
look forward to that.
Yeah.
I don't want to look forward to that. Yeah. I need somebody there. That's what I'm saying.
I sound like, in the cup, you know. And that's why it's just like, when I told, you know, when me and B officially made the decision to move in together,
stress.
I'm like, yo, I need to have a conversation with the cub because
you should.
I want her to make sure that I'm not coming in and intruding on their space. And I think that I said, I'm more concerned about the cub than I
am you. Absolutely.
And she was like, what? And I'm just like, because you're an adult. You can understand us.
Yes.
I said, but with the cub, it's just like, she's had someone else in her.
It
was a stepdaddy dyke before me.
Oh,
and it was a stepdaddy dyke before me,
okay.
and how long was that? I think that was like two years.
Okay, so
it's a law situation
Has
going
it been
on.
Cut off?
We figuring that out. They're figuring that out.
Working it out.
They're figuring that
Pro.
Out.
How do you feel if she's still
what do you
involved?
Call it? Co-parenting.
Listen, because the person, just a little spill, the person was there before they became an item, before they became
okay.
in a relationship.
Oh,
so,
okay.
But if my whole thing is that, listen, if you act accordingly as just a friend and you're just a friend and you're just honored as a friend, then I'm all for it because
absolutely.
I have several exes that are still in my life, and they, my girl loves, well, loves one, and she getting to know the rest. But one is definitely, she, no, because, listen, Crystal just did, the Cubs, henna. So it's like, she, she's, but so, one, she
and she said, and she was trash. I know.
She that's too much.
Oh, I'm gonna get another.
She might be talking about the other.
I'm gonna get another shot.
But
shot o'clock.
So it's just like, so if she was,
I'm friends with all my exes too. So
yeah, because I just feel like they're all friendship.
The ones who can't have friends with me, I feel like some, it's y'all.
Something wrong with you, yeah.
It's y'all,
because I'm a great person and we had a good friendship.
I'm taking the other one about. I'm talking about the other one. Oh,
she's talking about, yeah, she's talking about trash to the other one. But if the person can really sustain the boundaries and really show that it's a true friendship and stuff like that, then I feel like, hell yeah, she should be a part of it, because I want the Cub to have the whole fucking tribe. Because if the tribe will make my baby great, then that's what the fuck we gonna give her. And that's just what it's gonna be.
Okay.
But she chooses not to act accordingly.
I wanna say this.
Oh, but then it causes problems.
I wanna say this.
Of course. You know what I'm
saying? I just wanna say this one thing. And it's simple, but it's very effective. So with children, I feel like anytime that you get into a relationship, whether it's a man or a woman, anytime somebody is about to move in your house or you're about to move out, I feel like you need to give children a heads up. You have to. You have to give them a heads up. Anytime you're in school, you're like, all right, we got 5 minutes before we do this. You give them a heads up. That's the same thing that you do in real life, because it prepares them. Yeah, because that's a very big, that's a big step. And you may think it's,
And that's
you may think it's small, but that is a very big step for them. Someone else is in my space.
And that's why, and that's exactly
with
why
my mother and
I made sure that I pointed it out to Brittany, because it's just like, yo, I want to make sure that Cub is okay.
Yes.
Because I don't want her to just think, you know, I'm just another one of them, you know.
Right,
like, you know, we have a strong bond. And it's just like, she's a Leo like me, so she's a lover. She's very in tune with her feelings in a sense where everybody thinks she's not. Like, and she's a lot, you know. She's a whole ball of energy, for real. And so it's really important for me to make sure she feels comfortable. And I don't want her to feel like, because I'm a little different with her. And that dominance whiz, though, has just been them two. And she is spoiled. And so it's just you know, it's a little different with me coming in. It's just like, cut it out, Cub, or chill out, or, you know, set up rules and stuff. And I don't want her to
Let
be
me
like,
tell you, from a single mother, that'd be
like,
the best feeling ever.
I never I don't get into the
Now, I'm going to state my boundaries. I'm definitely going to state my boundaries. Like, what you can and cannot do. Yeah. But when it's somebody else there to help, and you know it's genuine, like, that shit feel good. Like, you be like, you can tell they really care.
But it feels good to you as a mom, but understanding from a child's perspective.
Yes, that's what I was
because that's
trying
what I
to
deal
set.
With at work when I hear when you can tell when a child gets a new step parent, whether it's a man or female.
Yeah.
You can see the behavior change, you can see the emotions change. And it's just like, my mother boyfriend. And it's just like,
because they're angry.
Gonna come in here
but also, they also be the ones who don't get the warning. They don't get that, Byron is about to come in here. He's about to live with us. He's going to be in mommy's room. Yeah. You know, he may be in the kitchen. You have to prepare children. Like, you have to explain it to them. Yeah, even when you don't think so, you have to explain it to them because they will act the fuck out. Yes.
And I think in addition to that, when you are allowing the person, you know, whatever conversation I have, that you're allowing them to say, like, you know, no,
to give
whatever
them
type of orders,
authority,
however,
yes,
whether it's a pop,
yes,
a little whatever.
Oh, no, you're not.
I'm gonna listen. Yeah, it depends if the kids acting.
I'm gonna listen.
You're gonna say, like, you always gotta wait for your mother to pop you. Now I lose mad power.
That's
true.
You're right.
I have to wait 5 hours. We might see mommy. And
you're right. Right. You're right. You're right.
And that creates the vibe too.
But your kid has to know that from mom.
Exactly.
So it's important that the mom is like, you don't just bring it out of nowhere like, yep, and that's okay. Yep, and if she do it in, but nah, that needs to be like, yo, same way how if you, when I get in trouble with me, you know, the mother, like,
you get in
trouble
with me, you
it's
going
to be treated
yes.
the same way. That needs to be a conversation so that the kid is not,
I agree.
That mommy is okay with it. You know what I'm saying?
So, I agree.
And that's why I feel like the mother, when
you're right, when you explained it. Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I thought this conversation, we haven't had it yet because we've been jam-packed busy, but this conversation has to happen within the next 7 days because I feel like I need to make sure that she knows that, like,
y'all moving in.
I want her to know that, like, I respect your space And I want you to tell me, how should I correct you? How do you?
Absolutely.
Because I already tell, she runs to me, but she yelled at me. Cause so much, I can't do this.
Because it's like an outlet. You have to understand, when a child has been with a single mother for basically however long they've been single, like, to have somebody else there who they like know cares, yes, yeah, who they know cares, it's like an outlet for them.
Both parties,
for
right?
Both. Parties, yeah, for both. For the mom and child, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, so it's not like, oh, I'm depending on you for everything. No, this is something that we needed in our circle. Yeah. We needed that.
She be like, bitch, I'm a lesbian, just because I love her. I love her. Even the women who never, ever, girl, they be like, bitch, she come here, she bullshit.
I love her. She spent time with my baby. She bought my baby a graphic tee.
She understands.
She told my baby, she took him to Olive Garden.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
your father could never understand this kind of stuff. And you be like,
so don't be out here.
But it's also a point also for the mothers like that. You also don't want to, even if your stepdaddy dyke is doing good, different things, whatever, you also do not want to bash a father.
No,
sir.
No.
And even if it's a stepdaddy dyke, a new person, whatever.
No.
And a lot of women, I feel like, you know,
no,
you shouldn't be in the car with not your kid all, talking about some, you know,
your
it's an and that's
shit,
why your father.
I can honestly say I've never like bashed my son's dad. No matter how much shit he put me through. Okay, let me tell y'all something. No matter how much he put me through, I've never bashed him. But I've never bashed him because I want to show him that I, you know, I can respect, like, we can be adults and we can respect one another.
Right.
Even though I have a right to.
That too, but it's also like, I feel like, like, when I'm going through my godson real quick, it's just like, me and his mom ain't never had to disrespect his father because he's 10 now. Mm-hmm. And he about to be 11. And it's just like, yo, he sees everything that we've ever talked, that me and her have talked about. Yeah. He's starting to come to
some things
that,
you
like,
don't have to say.
My dad's a fuck up for real, honestly. So it's like, he sees it, and it's just like, when he does finally realize that, I won't allow for him to disrespect his father. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, that's your damn father. And if he wasn't for him, I would not have you. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, I'll teach him the best ways to deal with the things that, you know, he have with his, for the problems that he had with his dad. And it's just like, that's just it with it, you know?
And you have to understand, kids are going to get older and they're going to realize certain shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But the one thing you have to do is you have to still be there and talk to your children and do not bash their child because, I mean, don't bash their parents.
I tell kids, if you get older, you get to that point, still disconnect before disrespect.
Yeah.
If you have to depart, if you have to separate yourself from your parent or whoever is making you feel that way, give yourself that time, your peace, whatever. Disconnect before you bat. Before you
absolutely.
Oh, I see you, what you put my. Don't worry, he know what you did to your mom. He know what he know. He gonna live with that because now he gonna feel that wrath once he's given. Hey, dad, keep it moving. He gonna feel that. Like,
absolutely.
I don't care any kind of man you are, whatever.
Absolutely.
Your child that you literally produce, like, you have to be a real scum to literally not, like, have that affect you.
And like I tell my kids, breaks before behavior. Yo, you can take a break from any relationship.
You
can take a break from that parent relationship.
Absolutely.
And it's just like, yo, you're not fully disconnected from them. Just take a break from it. Take that time you need before you lash out, before you spaz out or get confrontational or whatever it is. Like, just take a break.
And kids need breaks from their parents.
Oh, they need breaks from everything.
Everybody.
From everything.
Everything.
Because my son will tell me, Mommy, can I just go over Grammy house? Yes.
Just take a break. Like, we all need our break.
I hope she's available.
Yes, she. Mom. All
right. So, let's wrap this thing up. Yo, this has been a dope conversation.
It has,
we definitely enjoyed you coming on. You have to come back, Coach B. You have to come back, man.
She's not single, y'all, so don't be trying it.
Y'all heard what she said. Now
she's dating someone.
I'm dating somebody.
I don't do that.
Javette giving a neck for the girl. She giving a neck for the girl.
I'm like, I ain't saying over the single. I said you single.
Look, she got Javette got the neck for
you
y'all. For old girl.
I'm not deep in aisle 12 no more. I'm
how long?
To the
how long
register.
Y'all been dating?
I'm almost ready to check out.
You almost ready to check out? Okay.
We call that you on the porch.
You
right
on
now.
The porch?
Because we had
you on the porch on the swing. You swinging your
so
feet right
like,
now.
Are you in the streets? Are you on the sidewalk or are you in the porch?
Heather was on the lane.
I'm walking to the porch.
Oh, okay.
I'm not on it yet.
You walking to you on the path. You know that little sidewalk
that
path?
Little piece that
once
you
in
walk?
The gate, yeah, you okay.
Like,
yeah, okay.
Okay. She like in the driveway.
She be like, turn around and put that lock on that gate.
All
right. Right there.
You in the gate. Yes, gate. Are you in the metal gate or the wooden gate?
And you locked the gate. You
locked
it.
Now I can turn
and
unlock it, but I'm
you can always unlock it. You can always unlock it. Oh, you climb over that motherfucker now.
We are locking gates.
You can jump over the gate. Gate on the side. Okay?
You just hop that joint. Now your back ain't that messed up now.
We hopping over gates.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, hopping over gates.
Honestly, a part of the back thing and stuff, that was kind of what had me lock the gate.
Lock the gate because she had you. She had you.
You know, it's times in life that things happen to you where people get a point to prove.
And then she proved that shit. She was that back support. You ain't even need the damn
she
thing.
She might be in the back.
She the heating pad. She is your heating pad, motherfucker. Let me tell you something. When you find your heating pad, you keep that heating pad.
She's the binder.
Okay.
Don't show them back binder.
She is the binder.
I couldn't even tie my shoes. Ooh,
she had
to wash my feet and put my lotion.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, what's
that?
Oh my!
She got a sister.
Like royalty.
Did she got a sister or
she
a brother? Cause
feet like you was African. And I got a girlfriend. Her sister got a girlfriend.
They ain't gonna be together long. Javette, you might have a shot.
She got a sister or a brother. I keep trying to tell. Let me take a shot. Cause I keep trying to tell people.
Yeah, when I see, you know, I was on the sidewalk. I was just leaving. I was on the sidewalk, man. My back started running. I got.
She was there.
I got in the walkway and locked the gate.
That's
it.
She was there, yo. At your low.
I couldn't even wash my crib. She was like, "Yo, I'll just clean up your bathroom."
I'm about to send this up. Your bathroom?
I'm telling you.
Hey,
when
I
you
was
wait,
like,
when you
and I had, to, I had to come to, I had to, because as we should convey our feelings at times, I came with a bunch
you
of roses and a bunch of stuff I took out. I said, "Yo, I just want you to know, like, this shit do not go overlooked."
Wow.
Gotta let him know. You gotta let him know.
It's not, I'm not, wow. You know, whether where we go or whether I open the gate back up, whether I make it to the porch, whether we going out. Right now,
it's not unnoticed.
It is not unnoticed.
Look at y'all.
I appreciate this.
That's right.
Look at
that's
me.
Right.
I'm proud of me.
I'm proud of
sometimes
you too.
I
don't even know.
Give a shout out to Coach.
Me.
That's what I'm saying. That's why. Listen. That's why I acknowledge who and where I'm at, because I'm telling you,
is this me?
I wasn't always like this.
Okay,
how,
we got
say,
the new edition stepdaddy
growth,
Dom over
growth,
here. Tab.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm thankful for my home and away.
That's what I'm saying.
Because she getting the best. She's getting the best of me right now.
Giving you the best. Anthony Hamilton.
No, I'm going to need it. Giving you the best that I
got. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to need it.
Y'all got these people singing songs?
Okay. I know.
Singing songs?
I know you were getting the. I told her. I said, you. I keep telling her. I said, you caught me in a transition. She always say, well, I'm happy I caught you in a transition. I said, when I be doing certain things, I'd be like, you know, this wouldn't have happened about 8 months ago.
I need to talk. You know what? I realized something. I need to talk to y'all girls.
Speak on it.
I need to talk to y'all girls. That's what
it
is. I need to talk to y'all girls.
It's a true transition.
I realize. I don't need to talk to y'all.
Talk to the girls.
I need to talk to y'all
girls. To the girls. She gonna tell you, like, because she's like, yo, it's certain things that, you know, and I, you know, you hear things, and I be partying, I be doing this, and you hear a lot of things, but I'm like, I really be chilling, but it's the persona
that you got put out
have
there.
Up there, and it's like,
because when you think of comedians and promoters and body,
anybody,
they
known.
Some hoes, they be popping
that
pussy on everybody.
That's what I'm saying. That's what we go through. That's the persona that everybody has.
These fams is freaks. No,
like,
y'all is the freak.
No, y'all still some
and
hoes.
It's not even
we
a,
not
I,
no
it's
hoes.
Not
who
even,
a hoe? Who? I'm about to call you Heather because
Heather's a hoe
let
too.
Let me tell
you,
Heather not
too.
A hoe. No. I'm no. Let me tell you,
the
Fems is not hoes. We be
the
no, they're not. We be rubbing it out.
To be an hour and a half, cause I'm like,
we be rubbing it out.
Is.
No, they're not. Because let me tell you something. Rubbing it out, what have you humbled? You just rub it out and you just go about your business.
Nah, cause y'all know the power y'all have in that pussy.
Who?
Y'all know that y'all had that power in that pussy.
All right, y'all. I got a confession. I admit it. I decided. No, listen. I decided that I'm not having sex until next May. I'm not having sex until, because I feel like sometimes sex can really distract you, okay?
Okay.
So I'm not having sex until next May. Now, wish me luck, because I don't know if I'm going to make
why
it.
Why you choose May? Oh, your birthday.
My
birthday. Oh, okay.
Of course.
Okay. Don't hurt yourself on that birthday.
And
okay.
The thing is that, listen.
It's been a few months, y'all.
Because listen, when
it's been a few months.
I couldn't even do nothing. So
you
I said,
couldn't
she
do nothing.
Leave me.
It's been, no,
she
but
stayed.
No, she stayed.
And I couldn't even.
Because it ain't that. It ain't that. keeping us.
It ain't.
It's your personality. Look at that. Give me a high five.
Because I was going through the transition.
Because listen, that might add to it, but 9 times out of 10, any that woman, ain't that ain't it. That ain't it.
Say it again. Do you hear that?
No. Sometimes that's the cherry.
For my doms out there who think we just trying to get some ass, it is not about just ass, okay? It's your personality. It's what you got to offer in the dating field while you're dating, when you're dating, okay? Okay, do you understand this? It's not about sex.
You coming back on. We bring you back on.
Absolutely. Coach B for the second episode. Because you know what?
Because she has been speaking word. Nobody has ever done a step. Anytime I do a podcast, it's always about like life coaching, relationship stuff. So this is the first time I've ever. That's why I said this is going to be the first time I've ever.
Oh, all right. So the story.
It's never.
And if y'all trying to be a step, I ain't even going to do that because that's thirsty.
As she takes a sip,
I can cook. Okay, I'm level headed. I'm level headed. Okay, I have sense.
Let's wrap this joint up, Coach B. Please take the time to definitely give. First, from my deepest gratitude. We want to say thank you for coming on.
Absolutely,
we want to say thank you because you're one of our best guests that we've had so far.
Oh, really?
Because you brought a lot of perspective on a lot of different topics.
You did.
So
yes,
it's just like,
absolutely.
So we appreciate you. And we appreciate all our guests that have ever come on, but we just want to shout you out. And it's just like, again, it's just like just making sure that we bring on the best people for this podcast.
Absolutely.
That can really bring, you know, education to us and bring good perspectives. That's all we want. And bring a wealth to this den that we have here. So we appreciate
cool.
you.
Cool.
So we'll
have
give you a moment to take a time to just shout out all your handles, everything you do. We want you to continue spread the word on what you're doing.
Coach B on Instagram, coach.b. I'm trying to get the Facebook thing going back and together. So I'll be Coach B on there.
Okay.
I'm a life coach. That's www.coachb.net. You can do you can book for your karaoke services. I do parties, I MC, I host different events. If you need anything done, I do that. What else? Oh, I got the Pretty and Handsome, Born This Way. I started that over the summer.
Mm. Yeah, we gotta grab some shirts.
Entrepreneur, I definitely want a shirt.
I got that and a hat. So I got
she got a hat.
So
okay.
Let me do a little turnaround for you.
This is nice.
Let me do both. So
this is nice.
Yeah, so I took the little jump doing that. I never was into the clothes thing. I actually don't even wear like rainbow or gay apparel or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's not about me. But there's a whole another audience for everything, and that's what we have to really think about with everything we do. It's not about what you think that you're gonna like. It's about that there's
someone watching.
Somebody
you.
Is enjoying, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, somebody's watching, they can make a bisexual flag shirt because we don't have an emoji, but that's another story. Go ahead.
Oh, y'all need a flag? What kind of flag?
It's okay. Go ahead.
So I got those. But yeah, pretty much just hosting parties, MC, karaoke, and life coaching. That's what I do. Mm. Coach B.
So follow Coach B. We thank you for coming on here.
Absolutely.
Trying to set the vibe. Come take this ride. Shout out to Clyde. And I can take a little ride now that I got the back of y'all to me. Yeah,
so. Now she got that bond.
I got that bond.
I'm telling you, but you wake up differently in the morning when you got a good one besides you. Just like, might not be my best, but she might be the little thing to add to it to make me the best. Just be like,
that's it.
I'm going to get me a rose. That way I can say the same thing, but go ahead.
It's the coconut oil and macadamia.
I don't use coconut oil. It clog your pores. All right.
So we're going to end this show how we always do. Tell a friend to tell a friend about In The Den. I hope y'all enjoyed our podcast. Hope y'all continue to watch. Coach B, your followers, you know, welcome to come check us out anytime.
The show will air on
Thursday. On your way to work, it'll air on podcast, Spotify, Anchor, and some other outlets. So definitely tune in if you didn't catch it today. And YouTube, it's on YouTube now. We're doing that today. So just make sure y'all tune in for us. Coach B, you're welcome back anytime.
Please do.
Yes, my man.
It's fancy, yo.
Yo, when I tell you.
Right here in the back.
Listen,
you know,
let me just say this real quick again.
Let me tell you.
So we started out somewhere else because I believe in making dreams come true. This was a dream in June and became a reality in March last year. And so I thank you so much, because now he's elevating the reality, the dream to a whole nother reality.
Yes.
And making sure it's happening. Every week we come in the studio and he takes this to another level, and it's just
you like flowers. I'm going to bring him some flowers.
He got it. We're going to bring him his flowers.
You want to, I'm going to really bring you some flowers. Like, legit.
Jeanette might be trying to get you. I'm just letting you know.
It's like that. Yeah, y'all got the whole. Yeah,
so we good. So, yeah. So,
I'm a Gemini.
Next, I think we back on the first. I have a special guest coming all the way from LA to come on. My best friend since I was 4 years old.
I'm excited.
Mr. I Style Beyonce himself is coming on to talk about.
Is that his name on Instagram?
No, he is. It's James, but it's like spelled a different way, but he styles Beyonce. But when I tell you, a little country dude from, not country dude, but a little regular Baltimore nigga that's out there now styling Beyonce and many more artists.
That's what's up.
He's doing this, the biggest things in life. He's coming on to talk about how the similarities and the differences between lesbians and gay men.
And gay men.
And we're going to talk about a lot of different topics within that. Whew. So it's a big show that's coming on. So I feel like I just want to thank y'all again for taking us to the next level. So we appreciate the host, the engineers, and everybody else. So
and to
the audience. So thank y'all. Like I said, tell a friend to tell a friend about In The Den, and we out.
Thank y'all for having me. Had a good time.
This was great.
We definitely got to come back.